Maybe you've seen them, the CrossFit gyms that are popping up all over. 10 are opening every day somewhere in the world, according to CrossFit. The fitness company was founded 12 years ago by former gymnast Greg Glassman, and CrossFitters bond over intense workouts of the day, which scramble together weightlifting, gymnastics, and aerobics.
Here we go. 91. Lock it out, let's go. 92. Good, good. Keep that chest up, Jace, come on.
I'm exhausted just listening to it. Vomiting after a workout of the day is not uncommon, and some have been sent to the hospital with injuries. So what's the attraction? Joining us from NPR West in California is CrossFit gym owner Jarrett Perlmutter. He runs Brick CrossFit Gyms in Los Angeles and New York, and he goes by JP. So, JP, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jeremy.
Well, first, for people who don't know much about this, just tell me in your words what CrossFit is exactly.
CrossFit is basically functional fitness that prepares you for the unknown and unknowable that you would involve yourself in on a daily basis.
All right. Well, so now put that into layman's terms for me. What does it mean in reality and what it is every day that you're doing?
So I'm glad you asked me in layman's terms because there's all kinds of scientific ways to answer it. But the easiest way to understand it is all things functional, meaning that we jump, run, throw, row, lift, slam, carry, crawl over, jump over, anything that can exert yourself and increase your metabolic rate, basically we involve ourselves in.
And there is a lot of weight lifting involved with CrossFit, right? And high levels of weight.
There is a lot of lifting things that are weight-based. But to say that, to generalize all CrossFit as having a lot of weight lifting, I think would be too general.
Well, so let me just give you one. This is nicknamed the Fran. It is 21 squats, which are called thrusters, followed by 21 pull-ups, followed by 15 squats and pull-ups, then 9 more of each, as fast as humanly possible, all with a 95-pound weight.
Yeah, so that's what they would call a prescribed weight. So that would be the general weight used if you were to take, let's say, 100 people that are at the mid-athletic level, right? They would do the 95 pounds for guys, 65 pounds for girls. So that particular workout is one of the, let's say, old-school benchmark workouts that we use and have used in the past. But certainly, as in any other sport and or any other process of enhancing your fitness, it's evolved in the 12 years since Fran was created, let's say.
And these CrossFit gyms are opening up very quickly. I see that there are now 10,000 CrossFit branded affiliate gyms already open. CrossFit says 10 more boxes, as they're called, open every day somewhere in the world. What is going on? Why are these becoming so popular?
So my belief on why CrossFit has become such a phenomenon is for two reasons. One is it's extremely scalable. Jeremy, that means that either you, let's say you saved up $70,000 or you saved up $20,000, you can open up in your garage with a couple pieces of equipment. You've done your education, you've done your studying, you've gotten involved in it, and you want to go ahead and start to give back to your community, which could be the 6 neighbors next to you, and get them hyped into this new thing that has really sparked interest in you. Then the second thing is, when you come into a CrossFit gym, it's unlike no other. You know, there's a reason why you hear that the sexy term is always used as community, right? You hear that any CrossFit gym you go into, it's heavily used in the CrossFit world. Why? When you gather people together like that with such a healthy and positive environment, it's going to be something that's going to be addictive because the barrier of entry is so low. It doesn't matter if you're 20 or 70, if you're missing a limb, if you have a physical or developmental handicap, nobody cares. We just want people that want to come in and give it their best.
All right, but there has been a lot of criticism, and I want to ask you about some of it. People are talking about some of the injuries that are suffered by people who do CrossFit, slipped discs, torn rotator cuffs. A spokesman for the American Chiropractic Association has noticed a rise in CrossFit patients over the past couple of years. What about that, that maybe some of these people aren't ready for this kind of a workout?
Sure thing. So it's just like anything else. It's not CrossFit that hurts people. It's bad CrossFit instruction that hurts people. And it's not the bad CrossFit that instruction that's directly hurting people. It's the people that aren't ready or educated properly to deliver the information, right? Now, in any sport, we can break down injuries. I mean, there's recorded, I believe, 12 high school and collegiate football deaths a year. So as CrossFit grows, of course there's going to be an increase of injuries. But you know, one thing that we do tend to see is many of these injuries that are surfacing were pre-existing. So if you come into the right CrossFit facility where you have an educated level of staff who can break down your movement, understand where your range of motion weaknesses are, we can uncover much of that. To say that CrossFit is causing the injuries, I believe, is just it's just an incorrect way of stating that.
Well, but CrossFit is different than other kinds of workouts in one way because you are in a group. So maybe there's not the kind of attention on each individual person and the injuries that they might be susceptible to that you would have if you were training one-on-one, right?
I can't agree with that. I mean, let's take the Olympics. Pick any team sport in the Olympics that requires elite levels of exertion. If you're on a row team, do you think if you're in the middle of the boat, you can just stay laxed and cruise? No, you've got to give it your absolute maximum level of exertion to get yourself to the victory circle. Again, I bring this back to the coaches, Jeremy. It's into your coaching staff to make sure that they direct you and mentor you properly into what the level of exertion that is right for you.
But what about the randomness? What about the fact that you're jumping from one exercise to another exercise to another exercise, that could cause more injuries?
As long as you have properly warmed yourself up and developed the skills necessary to handle the movements, there shouldn't be a concern for that. It would be no different than the random acts of injury that you hear when people get out of their car, they turn left too quickly, and they tear a ligament in their knee.
I do have to push you on that, because if you are lifting a weight that is over 100 pounds, you do have a greater chance of injuring yourself, right, than if you're just dealing with 15-pound free weights or something like that.
Absolutely, and I would never recommend somebody I didn't think was capable or I've seen them do the required weights leading up to it and show me basic levels of movement proficiency before they even picked up that 100 pounds.
But if you've got 10,000 CrossFit gyms all around the world, you can't control the level of quality, right? There are going to be a lot of them that are not doing exactly what you're saying.
Absolutely. Just like in any industry where there is, quote unquote, a gold rush, where it's just exploding, you're going to always have people that are pecking through the barrier to get themselves in to capitalize on a growing market. And it's up to the communities and for the local groups to educate themselves prior to going into any one of these CrossFit gyms.
Now, you use the term community. Others have used the term cult. They say that there is a clannishness to people who do CrossFit, that people get sucked in, become zealots, and that the mentality alarms some people. Well, what do you say to people who say that?
I say to that same person, what's your favorite sport? What are you a fanatic about? Is it as healthy as what we're fanatics about? You know, have you been to a NASCAR race?
I have not personally been to a NASCAR race, no.
Okay, I don't know of anything more cultish in its sense. I mean, that's one of the biggest, most spectated sports in the world. You walk in there, and it is crazy. People are spending huge amounts of dollars on all of the paraphernalia. It's crazy. So for people to get all carried away with the fact that you bring your members in, they get addicted to this healthy lifestyle. You know, I could think of worse things out there to be addicted to.
And we'll let NASCAR fans send their tweets directly to you, JP.
Send them on over, guys. Just come to Brick. Come and hang out and get a workout on.
Jarrett Perlmutter is head coach and owner of Brick. That's a CrossFit gym that operates in Los Angeles and New York City. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for having me, buddy.
And did we mention that NASCAR is perhaps one of the most popular avocations in America?
So. Indeed. That's why I said send the tweets to JP. I don't want to see them. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Comcast Business, working to close the digital divide with its Internet Essentials program for families in need. Learn more at InternetEssentials.com.